Hello, hello, hello. I'm Dee McClung. This is Archer Monologues. I'm just going to let the recorder run and say whatever comes out of my mouth. I might edit this a little bit later on, but for now we're just going to let it be whatever it is. We'll just call it, let's see what we call it. Call it ramblings. Could call it rants. We could call it Dee McClung Unleashed. Probably won't do a rant like the last episode. Won't get that emotional, perhaps. Maybe not that emotional. Don't very often allow myself to just run wild with emotions. It's not a very good trait, I think, in the human species. But occasionally, we can allow ourselves emotional expressions. We have to be careful these days, knowing how things are, understanding that most people, at least let's just say Americans for the most part, are highly emotionally charged and very often express themselves with pure emotion, without any intellectual involvement in their thinking processes. They just react emotionally. There are words that trigger these emotions, like pedophile, ooh, satanic, satanic beings. No, not buying that one. All right. Hysteria. Most people in America, I believe, from my experience and observation, most Americans believe are sufferers of a mental illness called, I guess in the profession of psychology or psychiatry, they would call it a disorder. They suffer from hysterical, paranoid delusions. Understanding what this phrase means, I think, is probably important to know that information. For example, most people are hysterical. They act hysterical. They think hysterically. They react to things in an emotional, I call it an emotional anarchy. They have no control over their emotions, and they're just acting crazy. So they say things that are just simply not rational, so, you know, completely illogical. Apparently, when people are in this state of hysterical, paranoid delusion, they say things that without thinking. Apparently, there's some sort of process goes on in their minds. Their brain is involved with this behavior. But I'm guessing that the intellectual thinking processes are a bit discovered I had my speakers turned off. I don't think my microphone was turned off, so I'm assuming that I'm still recording. That the recorder is capturing my voice this morning. All right, we're good. We'll check that later, and if the first 5 minutes of this recording is blank, then I guess we need to have the volume turned on for that to work. All right. I'm going to put you on pause here for just a second while I gather some thoughts. They're running amok. They're all over the, you know, all over the house. They're running all over the floor here and spilling out into, well, they're going places they don't belong at this point. All right. But they rein the children in, as they say. Hold on. Not the children. The thoughts. My children. Okay, I'll put you on pause here for a second. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. I'm just going through some the headlines in the news today. Specifically, headlines and articles for example, in this case, I'm looking at Independent Journal, a conservative online rag, shall we call it. I'm going to call this episode of Art or Monologues Odds and Ends, Bits and Pieces, and Random Bullshit. Alright, first headline. Louisiana is about to expand its hate crimes law. One group in particular isn't happy about it. Guess what? There are some other people not happy about it either. Me, for example. Because it's lunacy. I'll kind of go through this a little bit real quickly. There are other things I want to talk about. Let's see. State of Louisiana is poised to expand its hate crime statute in the wake of an ongoing conflict between the Blue Lives Matter movement and the nation's law enforcement agencies. Let's stop here. One, hate crimes. I don't know exactly when that phrase, hate crimes, got into the common vernacular of American society, but it's an idiotic concept. And when you start talking about hate crimes as a legal statute, for example, or a legal situation, I think that's kind of like a, what would we call that? Hysteria. And in some cases, just straight out illegal concepts when it comes to the law. When you want to talk about personal, emotional reactions to certain things, like let's say some guy gets really pissed off and kills somebody out of anger, perhaps he hates that other person, so he kills them, takes a gun and shoots the brains out of a person. I hate you, I'm going to kill you, kind of thing. And he obviously has a highly emotional issue. He has no control over his emotions. He is simply committing a crime of murder, homicide, based on his emotional hatred towards that person. That's two different situations there, two different elements involved there. One is the fact that he has an emotional hatred towards the person, his victim, and the other is the fact that he committed a crime. The crime of homicide or murder. And that's a crime, whether there's a statute or not, by the way. So, what they're suggesting here in this whole paradigm of laws and so on that have to do with emotional crimes or hate crimes or bigot crimes or whatever you want to call it, that to call it a hate crime is not something you want to consider in regards to the law or the legal system. Basically because you're criminalizing emotions. If I hate somebody, well, let's give you an example here. I hate cooked spinach. I actually hate it. Now, I want to make a little note here. As a rule, up until recently, I tried to avoid the emotion of hate. I tried not to hate any one person, any group of people, I tried to avoid that emotional extreme because I thought it would be just negative vibes. It's not nice. It's not a pleasant way to be. To hate somebody is to lower yourself to the level of being an emotionally charged being, and I wanted to avoid that emotional low. However, in recent times, I've decided that it is okay to hate someone or something. It is an emotion that has a valid purpose, and under certain circumstances, it's okay to hate something or someone. I'm getting off onto a little tangent here, but it is related to the news article. Lately, I have decided that it is okay to hate certain things and to be verbal or vocal in expressing that hatred of whatever the object of my hate might be. Because I do have emotions, they are human emotions, and I try to consider those emotions as tools to help my intellect decide what to conclude or how to react to any particular given thing. For example, I hate crime laws. I hate them with a passion. So, let's explore this a moment. The fact is that Louisiana is going to enact a statute that they call hate crime statute, the great hate crime law, and their concept here is that, well, let me tell you what this statute is regarding. Louisiana's Blue Lives Matter bill, that's in quotes, that's not even funny. Bill will expand the statute to include the targeting of police officers, firefighters, and emergency medical services personnel. It will soon be signed into law by Governor John Edwards, having passed both chambers of the legislature. All right. Get skipped by the details there about this particular incident that inspired this law. All right, let's read this quote by State Senator Lance Harris. It looked like it was, quoting now, it looked like it was strictly done because someone didn't like police officers, a hate crime, talking about the police officer being killed. In the news, you see a lot of people terrorizing and threatening police officers on social media just due to the fact that they are policemen. Now, this new law protects police and first responders under the hate crimes law. That's a quote, end quote. Really? All right. So I'm going to assume that this hate crimes law is going to have something to say about people making comments on social media. In other words, I haven't read the statute, and I'm not particularly interested in reading it at this point. I'll get around to it, I suppose, just so I'll know for sure what it says. Don't want to criticize something I don't know what it actually is or what it's about. Need to know the details to make a good conclusion about things like this. However, on the surface, I'm going to suggest that this bill, this law, might very well have an adverse effect on free speech, which I hold to the highest degree of respect. Free speech is a top priority freedom. So if this law has anything to do with social media, then we're assuming that the law might involve penalties or punishments or some sort of legal action against people who use social media and use social media to express their thoughts, their feelings, their ideas on, shall we say, in this case, policemen. I was going to say, don't use the word law enforcement. Just another side note here. Don't use the phrase law enforcement. That's a Taliban phrase. Do you really want to be known as a society that uses Taliban phrases? We don't care much for the Taliban and their practices and the way they deal with people socially and politically or legally. When, you know, when a policeman can, you know, just beat the crap out of you because you're not wearing your burqa or some damn thing, or because they catch you driving a car without a male companion, that's another subject. Islam, an idiotic, mythological, nonsensical. That's another subject. We'll get into that some other time. But at any rate, Taliban, law enforcement. Just think of it this way. Enforcing the religious dictates of religious wackos. Enforcing the will of the whatever the leader of Ayatollah, let's say, in Iran. Enforcing the will of the Ayatollah, you know, a religious figure who, in the case of the Taliban and, let's say, Iran at one point, Afghanistan at some point, was, you know, it's just not a good thing. However, so remember that. Another aspect of the phrase law enforcement was something you might find in Nazi Germany in the 1930s and 40s. Gestapo, law enforcement, Gestapo, where the Gestapo, the police force in that era, and I'm not going to get into the details of the differences between Gestapo and the SS and Stasi and various other things like that, but just think, when you hear the phrase law enforcement, just think, Nazi bastards! And I can't emphasize that strongly enough. You don't want to use the word Nazi. You don't want to use a Nazi phrase in America. It's a free country, and we don't go around killing people. I just got a notice here. Baltimore policeman found not guilty in the death of Mr. Gray. Oops. Wouldn't want to be in that town tonight. All right. Let me see. In other words, don't use law enforcement in your vocabulary and your talking, because it's just ludicrous in a free society. Besides, when you want to talk about law enforcement, just think of it this way. It's the government telling you what to do. They're being tyrants, bullies, and that's the way I picture policemen in today's society in America, is they're bullies. And they think they can go around just enforcing their will on everyone at the point of a gun, or a taser, or fists, or kicking and hitting and beating and murdering people and just at will and get away with it, as in the Mr. Gray case down in, where's that, Baltimore? I don't recall. So, the thing is, you don't want to use the phrase law enforcement. That's playing into the hands of the mind benders and the social engineers and the conditioning that Americans are subjected to from the day they're born, pretty much, in America today. It's a trick. It's a scam. It's a socialist collective neocon alliance. Didn't say that correctly. Neocon socialist alliance collective mind-bending agenda. They introduce words into society like law enforcement and others, and for the purposes of conditioning us to get used to hearing the phrase and therefore get used to the consequences of that phrase being used and abused by the government. The state has decided that we should all be conditioned to accept the phrase law enforcement, because when they say law enforcement, they mean the cops can do nasty things to you and get away with it, because the government is not going to prosecute itself for a crime. It's like asking a murderer or a bank robber to act as judge and jury and executioner, prosecution in his own case. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, law enforcement, let's not use that. Let's just boycott the phrase, because it's just nonsensical. And probably you could even call it anti-freedom, anti-social, etc. So just remember that. When you hear the term law enforcement, just think Taliban, Nazi Gestapo. All right, moving on. I'll be back in a minute. All right, as I was speaking about law enforcement, I think I have expressed that well enough at this point. Let's consider the social media part of this law. I haven't read the law, I don't know what it says in details, but I do know that anytime someone suggests that the people using social media might be guilty of some sort of thing, crime, hate crime, etc., threatening police officers on social media, I gotta tell you. One, social media is like the venue where people can actually express themselves, exercise their freedom of speech. I just can't fathom the government actually saying such things as, oh, we're going to make it illegal to say that on social media. I hope the law doesn't suggest that, but if it does, then I'm suggesting to you that the people that passed that law, and particularly the governor if he signs it into law, and those who want to enforce that law should be treated like terrorists or fascists, Nazi bastards, whatever phrase. Oops, I'm using public social media, the internet, to express hatred towards people who want to make laws like that. I'm guessing I might be one of those people that these Gestapo bastards want to perhaps arrest me, charge me with a hate crime for suggesting that the police departments in, well, the government in Louisiana are Nazi bastards. And I said it on a public venue on the internet, not particularly connected to social media in the sense of like Facebook or whatever, because it's my radio show and it's independent of these websites. But I do utilize these websites to promote my radio show and my views on social political issues. So if it has something to do with me saying that on social media, on my radio show, on the internet, then the law is not only dangerous, it is insane. And those who passed it should be held accountable. Those who try to enforce it should be held accountable. And the governor of Louisiana should be held accountable. And I mean accountable in the sense of held up before society in a legal sense. And legally speaking, what's the word I'm looking for here? Virtually beaten with a stick. Oops, it's a hate crime. Because, you know, guess what? Fuck you people that think that it's a hate crime. The hate crime people are just not very bright. Sorry, you're not. Law enforcement, don't use the word. Hate crimes, total, absolute, total bullshit. A hate act, and expressing an emotional hatred towards other people is certainly unbecoming. It might be rude, it might even be considered a warning of possible physical action. Like, I hate these people so bad I might go out and hurt them. I would pay attention to that. If someone tells me on the internet, for example, if someone on the internet says to me, like Facebook, and they say, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kick your ass. I'm guessing that's a hate crime. But until he actually kicks my ass, there is no battery. He might be, if he shows up in my driveway with a baseball bat, I would say he's probably guilty of assault. We need to know the difference between assault, battery, and these the modern definition of these words. Apparently the word battery is no longer even used in American language. Which is a shame, because it means exactly what it means. And if you hit me with a baseball bat, you are committing battery, which is a crime. It's a crime because it hurts me. It violates my right not to be hit with a baseball bat. Assaulting me, of course, means standing in my driveway with a baseball bat or a gun, let's say, whatever, you know, shouting obscenities at me and suggesting that I'm going to get killed by this person. You know, someone standing in my driveway with a baseball bat, I'm going to hit you in the head with this baseball bat and beat your brains out. That would be assault if the person is actually standing there in front of me where he could actually swing the bat and perhaps hit me in the head with it. In the social media, no. If I'm just on the internet and I'm posting something to my Facebook page and I'm suggesting, yeah, I'm going to kick your ass, that's not a crime and it doesn't rise to the level of assault. It's virtual chatter, not a crime. To make it a crime is ludicrous, absurd, ridiculous. Might I add, insane. And we should not tolerate such laws and such people as governors that sign such laws into existence. All right, gonna take another break. I'll be back in a minute. right, I'm back. I've got about 15 minutes left in this segment. All right. According to ADL Regional Director Allison Padilla Goodman said this, "We are not happy that it is being signed into law," she added. "Adding professional categories to the current hate crime statute deters efforts from protecting," I'm not sure this is good English, people. All right, we'll read it. "Deters efforts from protecting against identity-based crimes. The bill confuses the purpose of the Hate Crimes Act and weakens its impact by adding more categories of people who are already better protected under other laws." Exactly. Hate crimes are designed to protect... What? "Hate crimes are designed to protect people's most precious identity categories." I don't think that's good English at all. Hate crimes are not designed to protect people. That's just stupid. Why would anybody say that? Let's just say there are better ways of saying it. All right. Hate crime laws. All right. I fixed it for them. I corrected their bad grammar. It made it more understandable and valid. "Designed to protect people's most precious categories like race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, disability, ethnicity, and tongue-tied today. All right, you get the idea. And gender identity. Proving the bias intent is very difficult or very different from these categories that it is for the bias intent of a crime against a law enforcement officer or a Nazi Gestapo police bastard." I added that last bit. Yes, I did. Sorry. Don't get mad at the lady. Get mad at me. I'm the one that did it. It's probably a hate crime or something. At least in Louisiana. Probably will not go to Louisiana anytime soon. I just get myself in trouble. All right, forthcoming. Following Go Forth murder, that was the police officer, the Fraternal Order of Police demanded the expansion of hate crime legislation to protect law enforcement officers. Well, guess what? Laws do not protect people, and that concept is idiotic. So, just to point that out. So, the Fraternal Order of Police are just as stupid as the rest of them. Louisiana will become the first state in the nation to pass such a legislation. Let's hope to God they don't, that no one else does. That's just absolute stupid, ridiculous insanity. Why do I say that? Well, the reason I say that is this. To discriminate against a particular group of people in the making of laws is illegal, to put it bluntly. You don't need a law specifically pointing to an individual or group of individuals specifically. For example, a law that targets, let's say something along this line here. Let's suppose we have a statute, we do, apparently, that makes it a felony to threaten the President of the United States. Now, I'm not going to threaten the President of the United States. I just don't see that as a valuable thing to do. It would be silly. And it could be misinterpreted by the lunatics that want to enforce the law. I'd have this Secret Service at my door in 10 minutes. Maybe a little longer. I think the nearest office is 20 or 30 miles away. Unless, of course, they're sitting down around the curb from my house monitoring me now, which I would not doubt at all. See, I don't think they are today, but they could be. and they're certainly monitoring my internet activities. Somehow, NASA, NSA is doing that as we speak, so I don't. Little shout out to you people at the NSA. Fuck you. All right, got to get that in. It was a hate crime what I just did, apparently. Could be, if I was in Louisiana at least, because I'm hating on a particular group of people. Well, I think it's a stretch to call them people. I think they're animals, and they should not be in positions of power. Okay, where was I? Specific crimes, specific group of people. Suppose you pass a law that makes it a crime to, well, I was talking about hurting the president in some way, threatening the president. Now, you know, to suggest that maybe the president of the United States has committed a crime against humanity and should be, legally speaking, should be held accountable for that and arrested, tried, convicted, and perhaps executed if the crime warrants it. Then that's a crime. That's a hate crime, is when the President of the United States commits crimes against humanity or genocide against the people in another country. But to suggest that me saying out loud or writing it on social media or whatever, it shouldn't be a crime because it specifically protects, the law particularly protects the President of the United States and no one else. It's a law designed to protect one individual, just one, the President of the United States. That gives him special class, that gives him a special privilege, and laws in America are not allowed to do that. You can't have such laws. It's unconstitutional, for one thing. It's totally contradictory to the principles of freedom, for another. And it's just ridiculous. Everybody is equal, remember? In the law, in the eyes of the law, equal under the law. And equal under the law means the government must treat everyone equally. Doesn't have anything to do with how we treat each other, by the way. That's, you can't legislate how I feel about you, for example. If you're a nasty bastard or a Gestapo, disgusting Gestapo, can't think of the word. You know what I mean. Then no. The law is invalid, certainly unconstitutional, violates the principles of freedom. It's anti-freedom, it's anti-intelligent, in my opinion. So, no, you cannot discriminate against a person or group of people with a law. In that case, the president, you cannot just have a law that applies just to him. That's discrimination against everyone else. Laws have to apply to everyone equally. It's required. And there are people who will disagree with me because apparently they don't understand English and they don't understand the concepts of living in a free society and how the laws are designed to work in a free society such as America. All right. I think I've covered that very well. If I want to say something, it's called free speech. And until I actually commit a crime, such as beat the fuck out of some idiot because he thinks he's entitled to go around arresting people for not committing any crime. All right, you get the idea. If you have any problems with this, you know, it's called Arctra Monologues for a reason. I talk, you listen, or not, it's up to you. But we don't argue with the radio personality. I may at some point take in phone calls and allow comments on the page, but at the moment, fuck off. All right, hate crime laws designed to protect people. Well, there are already laws designed to punish criminals who violate the law. And if I'm, you know, going around bashing people because of their race or religion or gender or sexual orientation or what have you, and you know, I'm just not a nice guy. And I think possibly I should be shunned or at least admonished in some personal way, but the law has nothing to say about that. I want to call you an idiot, and you know, probably have good reason, and if you don't like it, tough shit. But it's not against the law, or shouldn't be against the law. It's ridiculous. All right, I think I've covered that well enough for now. I think we'll just end this segment, and we'll get back to you here in a little bit on something else in the headlines. For now, have a good day. Catch you later.